podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Righty then, welcome back to another episode of McCullough and Howson. What are you doing here?
McCullough.
You're McCullough?
Yep.
He's not you. He's different.
Very shorter. Similar. Shorter than me. Shorter hair than me. But because we can't find him.
Right.
We've lost him. So, we thought, improve him. You know what I mean?
Alright, don't know where Mac is. So, Joe's doing it.
Joe's doing it instead. How are you? First of all, how are you? Because you don't. I watched the show back before. You never really ask how each other is. How you doing?
Do you really want to know the answer to that? Or are you doing the?
Give me the sort of. Give me the surface level. You're at the dentist. How are you? How are you doing, Stephen?
Yeah, fine. Right now, when good. Someone asks you how are you,
yeah.
Right? Depending on who it is, if it's your psychiatrist, you're supposed to give a fuller answer.
Yeah. Ricardo Fuller.
Anybody else? Do not burden them with your bullshit. You're not supposed to go, right, let's role play again. Do it again.
Oh, how are you doing, Steve? You're right.
Well, I haven't had a hard shit in 6 months. Like.
When you say hard, do you mean difficult or solidity?
Solid. Like, yeah. So, too much info, yeah. Right? You're not supposed to, like, you know, sometimes my big toe, my right foot goes numb.
Mm.
What's all that about?
I mean, Mrs. don't text me back anymore.
Yeah, like, no one cares. No. Shut up.
Did you? I used to work in, I'm sure you had it in bars, when you work in a coffee shop, sometimes you, oh, how are you doing, mate? You all right? Oh, not really, no.
Don't know you, mate.
No. And they're like, sit, can I drink this in? They're sitting right next to you and they're just talking to you for 40 minutes, telling you about how the mum's like, didn't get my birthday present and they're all upset. It's fun, isn't it?
I mean, that was way lighter than it could have been.
Yeah, well, but I didn't want to go too deep.
That's fine.
People, when they're literally telling you about illnesses and someone's dying and this, oh, he's on his last legs, but we can't visit him.
I'm terrible for that because I don't care.
No, I don't care. It's hard to care.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
And especially when I was working in a bar, I was 18. I was literally just 18 and I was working in a bar in the city centre. Just trying to get on the birds, man. That's what I'm here for.
Excuse me, mate. You and your problems, can you go to the back of the bar,
just,
please?
What fucking stand of that in?
Go over
I'll
that
get
way.
Served by him because I'm trying to. I tell you what. My mate come up once. Remember Smirnoff Ice? Are they still a thing?
I think they are still a thing. A few of them have fallen by the wayside. The Alcopop phase was very early 2000s, wasn't it?
Yeah. My mate comes up.
That was so good.
Comes up and he goes, can I get 2 Smirnoff Ice? So I give him 4 and I charge him like a fiver.
Mm.
Which what at the time, that was like your 2-for-1s.
Mm.
And someone went, oh, is it happy hour? And I went, no.
And the people go like, and the people are like, well, you've served him though. Yeah, no, I did. Go away.
I was there when I did it.
Yeah, it does make him people like that. Like, everything has to be fair. You're like, well, no, because I know him and I like him. So, unfortunately for you, get a mate in another bar.
Fiver.
Yeah.
What?
He just had to, yeah, I know he did, because I like him.
Yeah,
I don't like you, really.
I was there when I put it in, and I saw myself put it in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's that's the thing working in bars, isn't it? Yeah. You're sort of, you've got a very low-powered king.
Yeah. I also, I worked at, if you're ever interested, it was Wave on Portland Street, which is a fucking shit hole.
Oh, the one that's in like the hotel?
Yeah.
I've wanted to, I'm not joking today, I walked past there and I've always wanted to go in. There's like 3 in a row next to each other, isn't
there? Yeah, Joe's great. It looks exactly the same as it did in the year 2002.
It's got that,
it ain't had any update whatsoever.
Like brass handles and like really old
brass.
Red carpet.
They were silver.
Really? That's rubbed off.
That's just rubbed
off. Like cheap earrings.
So it had like a deep red kind of paint.
Yeah.
And it had like blue neons and a little bit of frosted glass sort of stuff. In 2002, had a fucking going on about it. It ain't been painted since,
no.
I'm certain. Because I walk past it sometimes going down Portland Street and I always have a bit of a glance in and I'm like, that place needs a deep cleanse because it looks exactly the same as it did 18 fucking years ago. That's
it's
disgusting.
So it's an Italian restaurant next door, isn't it? There?
I don't know if it was
then, but it is now. I think it is.
Oh, yeah, because there was Baroque, I think, but then someone discovered that there's another Baroque in town, so they changed the queue like that and it became Baroque.
Hey, that's still there. Baroque's still there.
That's on the corner.
Yeah.
So then there was a thingy in the middle. But I tell you what, the back end of the, because it's under the Britannia Hotel in town, is a fucking dump.
What were they?
It's disgusting. No, just like the staff stairs and all that. Because you think it probably was a very expensive hotel when it was built.
Mm.
Fucking
all those hotels were, they're so big, so they must cost like literally millions to do up.
Oh,
because it's like 170 rooms in a giant old, probably grade 2
listed building. What'd you make it out of? Asbestos.
Yes.
Why?
Asbestos. So you have to do 700 million quid worth of renovations in
keep the economy going. What are you on about, you dickheads?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I used to work in there. And George, should we go in it next week?
I'd go in.
Just go and see. Right. I forgot my story. I was trying to say. So I used to eat a barbecue mini cheddars.
I
used to like a barbecue mini cheddar.
I've never had them. I've had the bacon ones.
We had like 4 or 5 boxes of them, right? Mm. We went through. I went through all of those boxes on my own. We didn't sell. I worked there for about 7 months, right? Mm. We didn't sell one packet of barbecue mini cheddars. And they come to do a stock take, and it was like, there's 5 boxes of mini cheddars missing. You're like,
Says who? Who counted them in?
5 boxes.
I ain't seen nothing.
I ain't in that many.
You have. I like it when you get the... My dad got one of these. Do you know where you get like the pork scratchings on the sleeve on the wall? Like a fucking meaty Christmas, like advent calendar. I want one of them in my house. Just walls full of them. Just pulling them off the walls at all times. Only eating wall snacks. Have you ever had the cheese moment?
Cheese moment.
You know, that was the like the fries.
A bacon fry is a top tier pub crisp.
Yeah, really
top
good.
Tier. I do remember seeing the cheese moment. The scampi ones was quite popular.
They're good.
Never scampi tried them.
Bacon fries, scampi fries.
Makes one wrong cup.
They smell like all sorts of genitals. Like both. Any gender you want.
Just mashed together.
Put it in a thing and make it crispy. But then the cheese moment is a little parcel with like a soft cheese core. And I've never been able to get my hands on one.
Do you know why? Because that shit was probably going off left, right and centre.
Yeah. Or like just one of those things that's so full of preservatives and stuff to keep it like that, that there's no way it's legal in the EU. Yeah. That's what we get from Brexit.
Yeah.
Cheese moments with real cheese back in them.
Yeah, and pork scratchings with hair on.
It's worth it.
Right, anyway, that's everyone that was fucking here for the football fucked off.
Oh, yeah.
So, what's happening? Like, I know you got a lot of questions, so
hot.
Let's read your fucking questions.
Upamecano, more like. Romano's come out. James Cooper's come out.
Yeah.
He said it's not happening.
That's quite... I was going to say equivocal. That doesn't really make sense, does it?
Unequivocal.
Yeah.
Mm. That, as in... It's bang, done, sorted.
I guess so.
Those
I've been texting him today, by the way.
Who?
Fabrizio.
Show off, what are you texting him about?
You
ever had barbecue mini cheddars? Fabby lad.
What about
Don't text
passes.
Him that, because you'll ruin it.
I was planning on heading over with a friend of mine, heading over to Milan.
Why does that make it sound like a lover when you say that?
It's not a lover. It's not.
Okay. With a friend of mine, heading over to Milan for the weekend.
Yeah. But to go and hang out with a journalist.
You and the boys.
So we were planning on going over, but no fans are allowed in games. And, well, that's the reason to go, really, so.
Mm. That'd ruin it, wouldn't it?
Park that
Does your friend know Fabrizio? Hmm. Oh, that's cool, then. There's your little... That'd be ace, wouldn't it? Yeah, there's no way. Do you know, like...
Oh, yeah, he's not just going to meet me.
He's
97% because he's going.
Mm.
And 3% because I'm a tagging along.
You know those people who are like, oh, you're always on your phone, you. There can't be anyone worse in the world than Fabrizio Romano.
He's
got to be like one of those.
It's going to be like going to dinner with Jaden.
Yeah. You know those blokes who've got like 16 phones doing like Pokemon Go all at once on a bike? He's got to be like that. And he's got to have one of those little plug-in chargers because he literally is on that phone 99
times a day. To be fair, when I'm in foreign climes, I'm never without one of those plug-in chargers.
Yeah, but it's not foreign climes for him, is it?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh. That'd be so good though if you got to go there. Go to it. Do you know who supports? We're watching AC Milan game or something. Is the San Siro shut down now?
I don't know what the crack is. No. I hope not. I hope I've not missed it, but I've a suspicion it might be.
Mm. I thought last season.
Because
I
know they announced the new building of the stadium, which looks sensational.
Yeah,
by the
it
way.
Does.
But yeah, I was a bit gutted that I might not be getting a chance to go and watch a game in the San Siro.
It's bonkers, isn't it, that the current theme is Anfield. Maybe is one where they're looking to redo it, but. Generally speaking, it is get yourself a new stadium, isn't
fuck
it?
Fuck it off.
Yeah. I hope that doesn't happen with Old Trafford.
No, I'll be devoured. I like the fact that Duncan Edwards was on that side.
Yeah, and especially because it worries me even more the fact that they are letting it go a bit stingy and needs a lick of paint. And
a bit of a carcher.
Yeah, it's all just gone a bit... It just feels a bit 90s, doesn't it now, Old Trafford? So you think, well, it would cost more to repair. Like, I hope they don't pull that sort of shit.
I don't know how that's a thing. It'll cost more to fucking to repair it than build a new stadium. Because you think United have to go to the same level that Spurs went to, and that cost $1 billion.
We'd have to make the biggest stadium in the country. I think if we built a new stadium, it would be bigger than Wembley.
No, the conversation starts at over 100.
Yeah.
That's it. It starts there.
Mm.
You could even make a case for 115, 120 for United.
Mm.
And if you did that, you could create safe standing sections, behind both goals, banging.
Yeah.
Absolutely rocking.
Even away fans say standing would be good.
Yeah. Ring fence, it would because it improves the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Ring fence, under 21 season tickets or match tickets make them horrifically cheap.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
people go, it wasn't that cheap in the 80s. Yeah, and you
like
go, yeah or no.
90 quid for a season ticket.
We're fucking having it.
Yeah.
And that's how you guarantee the younger generation getting in, because there was a study done probably 4 or 5 years ago, because it was the 20... No, it was 22 years after the Premier League started, so it would have been 2015 or 2016. And it was basically the average age of the season ticket holder at Manchester United had basically in 22 years increased 20 years. So it's essentially...
It's the same people.
Essentially. There's obviously exceptions.
Yeah.
Essentially, it's the same crowd.
That's,
and you're not getting a younger crowd.
It's not surprising, though, is it? Because the people with the most disposable income are 45 to 60. Like, you've had your kids, you've got a house, you're a bit... Like, I couldn't afford a season ticket.
No, but your match-going experience is supposedly like you and your mates.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Well, yeah.
Young 20s.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying it should be that way, but like you can see how that's happened when it's 700 quid
that's,
for a season
that's
ticket.
A consequence of the higher cost of season tickets. But like I said, you make it like, say, 90 quid, 75 quid,
yeah.
6, 7, 8, 10 pound a game even. Mm. 10 pound a game, what, that'd be 190 quid? Fucking hell. You would think that would be...
Yeah, for 21 and under.
Yeah, and just have them having it.
Yeah, that'd be so good.
Absolutely having it behind a goal. And you'd create a better atmosphere,
yeah.
which would make it more enjoyable for everybody else in the stadium. No, because not everyone has to get off of the fucking head and sing. Like, my granddad's not fucking doing it, fucking getting in the mix with a scarf around his head. He's not doing that.
No.
But he's still got the right to go and fucking watch and support his team in the flesh. But I think there should be a place that accommodates everyone. You know, if the disabled fans need a well thought out place, not right behind the fucking goal in the splash zone of all the missed shots, which
and
is
also
fucking stupid.
Underneath the away fans.
Yeah, where they're throwing flares on them.
Yeah.
Well done, lads.
Yeah.
But you know, they need somewhere that's safe, that affords them a good view, because you know, I speak to Alex and they said like they've put him pitch side on the bottom row.
Mm.
Well, for those of you who don't know, Old Trafford's pitch is fucking way higher up
yeah.
than the bottom row and cambered. So he can't see the
you
other side of the fucking
see.
Pitch. My seat used to be on row PP in East Lower, K-stand lower,
PP.
Right? PP. Which is about one step down from the bottom row of entrances that you can see on the telly on the bottom row, right? When the game was being played at the Stretford end, quite often we'd go and watch it on the telly inside.
Mm. Yeah, that's not right, is it? I've never had a season ticket, but I've sat on the south stand, like third row back. And it, like you said, if it's in the other corner, you can't see who's on the ball. You can't see the ball.
I'm stood up.
Yeah.
I'm stood up and I'm probably fucking 15 rows further back than where, like, say, Alex would be sat.
Mm.
Putting them on that row there, it was an absolutely ridiculous decision. But, you know, everybody in the stadium, you know, from the young fucking dickheads trying to fucking sneak pyro in, I'm all there for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the 80-odd-year-old bloke that's been going for fucking 70 years, I'm all there for that. All the disabled fans, people that are taking families and all the rest of that stuff. So there's a place for every single one of those people inside the stadium.
Mm.
But for me, like, yeah, it'd be fucking fantastic to see. If you had 100,000 as well, you can do that, because your match day income is going to be bananas anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And especially if you do extra cheap season tickets, but you make, because I know the Red Army have been doing like quite a lot with the beer selections and things like that, and I think they might even get cheaper beer or deals at least on beer in the Red Army sections. Now, if you had a whole singing section which had like a mad array of beer or deals or something like that,
different food, like,
they'd be
again,
in the
that
mix
also
there.
Needs
they'd
fixing,
be right in the mix. Yeah, the food at Old Trafford's an embarrassment.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you're not going for that, and I know people will be like, "Well, you're not there for the food." You're right. But when you look at every other facility across the fucking world, is just doing better than
It's not a case of we want Heston Blumenthal behind the fucking stadium or whatever, but you want. Why be the worst of everyone?
Yeah.
There's no pride in having just the most basic offering, is there?
Yeah, no.
Especially when you're meant to be the biggest club in the world.
Well, that's it. We keep hearing that. United love to trot out that phrase.
Mm.
United the biggest club in the world. United the biggest club in the world. Fucking act like it once.
Mm.
For once, like, Gary Neville mentioned it, didn't he, when he was talking about director of football and he was talking about best in class.
Mm.
Every category United are in, from ticket prices to atmosphere to the fucking grass at Old Trafford, to what sort of fucking goalposts we use, to the floodlights that we use, to the stadium announcement tannoy system, to our slope of our tunnel. It should be the best everywhere. Yeah. It should be the best experience for everything.
Yeah, it sort of reminds you of America, where you sort of, everyone there is like, it's the best country in the world. But then you look like, Where are you on all the lists of everything? You're not at the top of anything.
Anything?
No.
Apart from jails.
Yeah, well at the top of that, though.
Well
smashing
at the top
it,
of that.
10% of all the incarcerated people
I,
in the world.
I love that the land of the free is literally the least free country in the world.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
It is. I love a bit of irony like that.
Yeah. But yeah, Old Trafford needs that lick of paint. More than a lick of paint, obviously. It needs a lot, really. And the thing is, they could just take that... All the stuff that's like thin metal, like corrugated stuff on the outside, like that does look dated, and it does. And when it rains, water falls through on people's heads. That's
no excuse.
Unacceptable, isn't it? Speaking of unacceptable, have you got Spotify Premium? Free Google Nest, mate. Who wants a Google Nest? That's my question.
Patterson, by the sounds of things.
Everyone in there this morning walked in. He's got a Spotify Premium. It's a free Google Nest. What is a Google Nest? It's like a hamster with a speaker in it.
Right, I have a Nest thermostat, and we also have the Nest camera in it. Mm. Right, I like the Nest camera. It's
yeah.
I like the Nest thermostat.
Oh, yeah,
thermostat.
You spy on us with it, don't you, when you're not here?
That's what I do.
Touch yourself at home, looking through the webcam.
Not all the time. But I'd say, like, what, 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Right, so I would say the thermostat that I've got is pretty cool, especially, like I said this before, when you're lying in bed and you go, I can't be arsed getting up, it's freezing. Mm. Boom, I can bang the heating on from my phone.
That's quite good.
That's very good. It's also linked up to my Alexa thing as well. Mm. So you can say, Alexa, set the heat to 22.
That's quite good.
And she'll be like, don't know what device connect. Oh, you fucking bitch, Alexa. But yeah, it does work. And it's pretty fucking smart like that. I have one of those Alexa Tower things. It's pretty loud. It's good for playing music. I don't usually play a lot of music at home. I play it on that and have my headphones on. Mm. But if I'm feeling a bit frisky, we'll bang it on that and have a go. I don't know what the Nest is. This is not sponsored, by the way. I don't know why the fuck you brought it up.
Well, because everyone's going mad that you get a free Google Nest. It's worth 30 quid. And like, I will sell it. What, to the 15 million people across the country who've just got a free Google Nest? Don't need it. I don't need it.
I think my wife's got Spotify Premium.
Is she? Yeah, get the Nest.
We've diverged on that there because I'm Apple Music.
Mm. They say opposites attract.
No, it's not always the case, is it?
No, it's not. Which WWE wrestlers do you reckon you could fight?
All of them.
And beat?
All of them. Except the ones who've got a martial arts background.
But what... Right, I know you say this, but here's something they have over you. Because this is linked to Triple H, for some reason, doing a video to Declan Rice saying, please stay at West Ham. What the fucking shit has that got to do with absolutely anything? It's like, stay here, build a legacy of this franchise.
He said franchise?
Of course he did. About five
fucking
times.
I'll fight him right tonight.
Well, because he said you could beat Triple H in a fight.
Yeah. Does he have any martial arts background?
He's got a sledgehammer.
Right, that's not... A fighting.
He's got
discipline.
Pedigree finishing move. He's got all the pecs in the world. Right. And here's the thing, right? He's 51, so he's older than you, so he's stronger than you. I said that to you before, but you didn't seem to accept it.
Yeah.
Also, he's definitely got... Here's some things he does have, for sure.
Height. Reach.
Stamina.
Okay.
He's definitely got the stamina on you. Because getting up, because you have to go upstairs to get into that ring for starters. And you might be tuckered out. So let's say he doesn't have a martial arts background.
I'm choking his ass out within 2 or 3 minutes.
But he's so strong.
Yeah. Which means he's massive. Which means it's just that's just the case that you've got to ride the bull until he fucking gasses out.
He's got good cardio. He's got better cardio than you. Yeah, but he's a professional athlete.
When you're fighting someone off versus someone just fucking sitting on top waiting for you to gas out, I could do that.
Snorlax style.
Hmm?
Next up then, we're going to be looking at that cash.
Let us know in the comments who... Because he's got like it was, I think, very much proven. CM Punk can't fight for shit.
Yeah, but you aren't Mickey Gall.
Wait.
And the sheer gall of you suggesting it is offensive.
Wait. He had 2 years training with Duke Rufus daily.
He did do that. Yeah.
The day he walked into Duke Rufus, I'd have fucking mullered him.
You think?
After 2 years, he can probably fucking hang a little bit at least.
He could beat you after 2 years.
I would like to think so. Yeah. You'd hope so, wouldn't you? 2 years of daily.
Yeah, he got absolutely CM Punked. But to be fair, he was unlucky that Mickey Gall was like sort of a top 20 fighter.
Also, it's not just that, because it's the manner in which you lose. Like, anyone can turn up to anyone and lose. That happens on a regular basis. Yeah, but the fundamentals of him was just
he couldn't move properly, could he?
He would just look like, what are you doing, Arkin?
Yeah.
After 2 years with an elite coach.
He looked totally unathletic, like he'd never used his body before, let alone that was his whole job for 15, 20 years. So you could beat CM Punk up?
Confident.
Oh, this is incredible. All right then. Obviously, we're not even going to say Brock Lesnar because you're not going to take that.
No, because he's like a shaved gorilla.
What about Batista?
He's had an MMA fight, and he didn't look terrible in it, although I'm not 100% sure that that was a legitimate bout. I'll probably put him as a probably not.
Probably not, because he's also 6'4".
Yeah, he's also pisses purple. And
he doesn't quite have a neck either. It's just all sort of hunched and tucked.
So that's difficult to choke someone out with
Hard to choke someone out with no neck, isn't it?
Kurt Angle, absolutely not.
What about this Cash guy then?
Who?
Someone called Cash has been bought by someone else.
Go on, did you get a pun?
Yeah, I got one. Who is it, first of all? Someone from Forest.
Yeah, he's from Forest, 40 mil, let me have a look.
Well, apparently, who's he gone to? Because the pun is very central to around.
Let me have a look. It was on my alerts. Aston Villa.
Yeah.
Agree 14 million plus add-ons with Nottingham Forest for right back Matty Cash.
Well, if Villa are planning on using overlapping fullbacks, then you might get Cash in the attack. I'll put a tick next to that one because I think that went down really well. That did. That went down really well. Are you upset that Thiago's going to Liverpool?
Is that on?
It looks like it might be back on again. All the big boys have stopped talking about United going to United and they're talking about Liverpool again.
Yeah, I think I was saying not getting excited about him coming to United because I never felt like it was on, and it very much did feel like Liverpool are fucking about. Mm. Oh, United are interested.
What, trying to get Liverpool to cough up?
Yeah, which is, we found out because I spoke to a fellow from Holland, it's called Geert. He said that United basically hurried up with Donny van de Beek this week because Spurs and PSG became on the scene. So we do know that, someone else is interested. Definitely makes you hurry up, yeah.
Yeah, it's like feeling jealous of, when you're texting someone, some girl, and you're like, oh, I'm pretty sure, don't Alex fancy her? You're like, when are we going on this date then? I see how it works. Basically, football transfers, isn't it? Dating? I'm going to write that down, actually, because that's true. I threw up the word India for some reason. So Thiago's going to Liverpool. United have got Van de Beek.
Wait, you need to explain this.
I don't know. My hand just wrote India and I have no idea why. Thiago's going to Liverpool. United have got Van de Beek. Upamecano's gone cold, as Dido once sang. I'm wondering why. United are meant to be after a centre back. If it's not him, who is it?
Dunk.
For fuck's sake. What, from thingy? Brighton or whatever? Newcastle.
I don't know. Fuck it, yeah. Go on, sounds like a thing, doesn't it?
Because we need someone. We're not really linked to anyone. All these links came right off the back of the Van de Beek deal, didn't they? Do you think that's just like, because there was a point where we know, obviously from doing what we do, that I think everyone just got completely fatigued with transfers generally. Like, as you know, everyone likes watching transfer videos. We like watching transfer videos. We like talking about transfers. But there's a point when,
well, there's just no info.
It seemed futile.
There was no new info. Yeah. The Sancho thing sort of fizzled out because, I mean, there's probably still stuff going. There's still stuff going with
Sancho. Say it, because I don't even know what you're hinting at.
It's not dead. Sancho's not dead.
Sancho's not dead.
It's not dead. But at the end of the day, if United don't cough up the money, well, then it never happens. Got to buy the ticket to win the lottery, mate.
What do you think then? Because what I was going to say is, it seemed as though that all of these other links came out very shortly after the Van der Beek thing because journalists and people had seen that, oh, there's an interest in transfers around United again because one has happened. Hmm. Now we push these other two because...
No, I don't think it's like... I don't think it's like there's interest. I think there's movements. Mm. I think there's conversations and movements happening, and obviously there was some talk of United's fucking negotiation team flying to Germany after concluding the Donny van de Beek stuff. Mm. There's a lot of fucking players in Germany. It might be Sancho, might have been Upamecano, and it might have been people.
Might be Thiago.
Might have been people just purely guesstimating on the back of what was going on with that. Mm. It might have been nothing. Mm. It might have been where's a cola base there, the fucking kitchen gaff that sponsors us.
Might have just been a great flat white for Ed Woodward or something.
Yeah,
you know, maybe. What I mean? Berlin's known for its coffee.
Or pretzels.
Oh.
We went to Cologne though.
Schnitzel?
Maybe a schnitzel, yeah.
Good aftershave.
Oh, no, yeah.
Presumably.
Do you wonder if there's not a Cologne district in Cologne?
There must be.
Come on.
It's got to be. Yeah. Is it named after that? It must be.
Let us know in the comments.
Yeah, let us know if Cologne's named after Cologne.
Because Hamburg's named after the...
The other way around. The burgers.
Yeah.
Burger boys. Yeah. And Frankfurt is named after the...
And
sausage.
Wiener is a Vienna.
Is it? No, it's not. What, Vienna is in Like in Italy?
No.
Austria. Sorry, same thing. Vienna in Austria is where the wiener is named after.
I think so. Let me Google that, because that might
Is there a town called Hot Spicy Vienna?
Is there a Periperiville?
I hope there is. Periperiville must exist somewhere. Is it Portuguese Periperi?
Apparently Portuguese/South African.
Right, that makes sense.
The German name wiener comes from a dialect pronunciation of Wagner, which is related to the English word wagon, which indirectly to wagoner, which means wagon driver, which means wainwright, wagon maker. What about the sausage, though?
So some bloke with some wooden wheels made a sausage?
Maybe. German. I'm going to Google sausage in that mix and see
Just
what
Google
comes
sausage.
Up. Robert Nobbert Wiener.
Robert Sausage.
Let's keep walking.
Nob Wiener, his name is. Robert
named
Wiener.
After the capital. Yeah. A Vienna sausage of German origin named after the capital of Austria. Wiener.
Mm. Do you like that German-style sausage? Where they're quite abrupt
in
their size.
Yeah.
They've got a snap. I like the snap. But they're very thick, aren't they?
Yeah, I like that. Went to Hamburg for a mate's stag do. Mm-hmm. Dressed him up as a gimp. Fantastic. Honestly,
right?
Yeah, I couldn't breathe. I was laughing so much.
Did he voluntarily get in? And how sort of restrictive was the outfit?
I'll show you a picture. I mean, not now.
Okay.
Yeah. So I bought him a wrestling singlet.
Okay, yeah. Good start.
Which was basically just the straps and the shorts.
Big Show wears.
Yeah. And then like a leather vest thing. Mm-hmm. And then a zipped full face leather mask thing. Mm.
It was definitely
pleather. We went for two nights. I got him a German milkmaid's outfit for the first night and then the gimp for the second night. Mm. And he absolutely shafted me because we didn't get there on time for the Friday night. So he was like, I'm not getting changed now, I'll just do it tomorrow. And then when I went to go and get him gimped up, he was like, well, you might as well wear the German milkmaid's one, won't you? So we ended up like skipping back through Hamburg.
So you bought yourself a German milkmaid outfit and pretended it was his so you didn't have to feel guilty?
No, I mean, if I did, I wouldn't be asked. I joined in some choirs that were going on.
Did you?
It was on Christmas
Day. Did they allow you in?
They were just like in the streets and singing. They just turned and laughed.
Is your singing voice better than your shouting voice? Because I've heard some of this Paddock FC stuff. And if you're going, Silent Night! It's not going to have gone down well, is it?
I'm not a great singer, Joe.
Are you not?
No.
Really? No one's really good at singing, are they? It's hard to be good at singing.
David Bowie was.
Yeah, he was very good, actually. Do you think, I would say like 70% of women can hold a tune.
Yeah, women seem to just have a like natural knack.
But almost every man I know is horrific, like painfully bad at singing. I wonder if it's just because they've got nicer voices.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But anyway, I was in Hamburg.
Sorry, go on.
Absolutely off my box on German lager. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I found the smallest table, honestly, it was like the size of this little thing here. So it was like a counter and a bit of a space for you to sit at the bar. Mm-hmm. And it was like a sausage with a bit of tomato sauce on it.
What, a sausage the size of this?
No, like the whole establishment just like a tiny little bar
thing. I didn't know that bit.
And then you got a little plate with a bit of tomato sauce on it and a sauce on it. And it was fucking belting. I whooped it, finished it, stepped outside, turned around, was like, oh, what are them sausages?
What, just pure sausage, no bread?
Nothing. Just there might be a bit of bread.
Sausage on a plate, like that, mm-hmm. like jelly on a plate style. Do you have the mustard with it? I think that's traditional, isn't it?
I didn't have the mustard, I just had the sauce that it came with, but it was fucking...
I do like a wiener. Do you like the ones from the the ones from the Christmas markets?
Joe likes wiener. They're all right. They're overstated.
Stephen's 4 years old.
They're overstated, and they're about 11 quid.
Yeah, but you get a mug with some mulled wine in it that you can
don't
give
like
back.
Mulled wine.
Do you not?
No.
It's like sweets in it for adults.
It's just shit.
It's like Milton Haribo's.
Took Diesel to Christmas markets one year. That was a bad idea.
Took a dog to a Christmas market?
Yeah.
Is he not a big fan of like olives and like roast potatoes and that?
No, but he is a big fan of snatching fucking them hot dogs out of people's hands as they walk by.
Oof! Just bark, like jumping up like a cartoon, running away with a string of sausages in his mouth.
It was a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, that is.
It's too crowded. I mean, it won't be this year, if it's even on.
It won't be on. There's no way they can have that on. Surely they can't have a travelling market coming that goes all around
Does
Europe.
It come around Europe, though?
Or is it just bloke from Droylsden with a wooden hut in the back garden?
Yeah, because I think a lot of them are like, is Sally's Prince that she took of the Derwent Valley.
Yeah, that's true. Cheddar Gorge again. That's not German.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't mind the Christmas markets. It is a bit... There's a lot of... Santa's with like fake snow that's been dusted on him. wooden stuff, like wooden geese and like.
If
wooden,
you're looking for some antlers,
yeah,
you ain't gonna you'll be satisfied.
And surprisingly, a lot of like tulip seeds and stuff, a lot of like plant seeds.
I've never seen them.
All that big
Nutella pancakes.
Nutella bars. So you got to move from Nutella pancakes. Crap earrings that your mum don't like. Trust me. Don't get your mum's earrings from the Christmas market because they're shite. And they make her ears go green and she's mad at you. green with envy though, maybe, I don't know. Speaking of envy, obviously Chelsea are buying everyone and their nan. I think that's illegal, but you can't buy someone's nan. United have got Van der Beek. There was a building of unrest amongst United fans. Up to
it's not like United fans.
They hit its peak sort of Friday, and then we signed Van der Beek on the Sunday. And that seems to have dipped now. There seems to be a bit more goodwill going around, speaking of Christmas spirit. Are you expecting more deals? If so, when? Because we also need to get rid of people. I've got Chris Smalling, who's been linked to Roma again. He's meant to be having another deal.
I don't know this. This is more of a right off the cuff, could it be kind of thing, which is, if we've got a set amount of money in the bank ready for, on fucking tick, ready to spend this summer, is some of that reliant on outs? Mm. The wages should have been cleared by now because we've got a lot of the wages of late.
Lukaku, Young, Sanchez.
So is there a couple more outs? Maybe a Smalling, maybe a Mata, a couple of people like that. Is there a couple of more that will allow us to know what we've got? So if there is 40 million for an Upamecano or similar player, if there was X for Y, and maybe we were waiting to do the big one, the one that's going to cost us the most at the last minute when we know what we've got to play with. Yeah. Like, because if we're saying to Dortmund, they're going 120, 120, 120, 120, and we go, look, we've done these sales, we've done that, we've done this, we've got 105. Will you do business with us?
Yeah, and also there's that thing of like, as much as United tend to pay what they wanted in the first place, but if Dortmund are sort of sat there thinking, we're saying 120 because that's what we want, but really we know United want him, so they're going to pay what we want for him. If we do leave it till the very end of the window, Dortmund might go, hang on, maybe they actually will not buy him. And I know it's all a bit sort of, you'd think they could just get it done based on the fact that it's mutually beneficial for everyone to get this deal done, but maybe a bit of pressure like that will change the fee.
And
or
maybe
I don't
we
know.
Don't have 120 million.
Yeah,
or more likely, they're not willing to spend 120 million. Mm. I think that's the more likely of the fact that we've got it or not. Because I think United have got quite a lot of credit in the bank.
They must have it. They must have that. We've spent. We take enough out, and we make enough money, and we don't spend as much as the biggest earners in the world, as the biggest spenders in the world, and we earn more than almost all of them. So there has to be some money there. So I hope we do get someone else. There's got to be at least two more, I think.
I think there's. I wouldn't close the door on Sancho just yet, but no, as long as it's done before the end of the window, sound
better than nothing, isn't it? Are you surprised that we've not been linked with any defensive midfielders? Little. Especially now Van der Beek's sorted.
Yeah, a little bit. I think Van der Beek's going to sit in a couple of roles, according to what that guy I was chatting to the other day. That makes a bit more sense. Because he is very versatile, and I think that versatility is needed, to be honest. As we saw towards the end of the season, where it's just like, we can't fucking play anyone. But now you've got someone like Van der Beek, you can go throw him in, give Bruno the night off. Mm. Next week you can give Pogba the night off, and he gets two games. Mm. All right, different roles. He's not going to excel in either of those roles by moving around all the time, but it takes the pressure off, and it's someone that you can turn to and rely on that's got the ability. He might not be as good as Pogba or as good as Bruno in either of those two positions, but he's better than McTominay and Pereira.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? And we were talking about it on the podcast, like, people saying, is a squad player, it's a lot of money for a squad player. But Pereira's a squad player, and he played 35 games last season. Like, you need your squad players to be good enough to play in any game.
Didn't Greenwood play more games than anyone?
A second only behind Maguire, appearance wise his minutes were way down, but yeah, exactly. So we need someone. I am surprised because Matic seems to have, it's pretty obvious at this point when Matic doesn't play, that balance isn't there, is it? We've seen that every single time he's not played since January, so I'm surprised we've not been linked with anyone. Like Thomas Partey seems to be going to Arsenal or on the way over there, but
seems like there has been a couple of bargains of late, doesn't there? He's one. Van der Beek at the price we've got him for, undoubted bargain. Which makes, you know, the whole talk of Jack Grealish for 80 million, you can understand why the club are going, well, no, you're not worth that. Mm. And as much as fans want to kick off and say, just fucking pay the money, I agree, I'm not fucking against you in that, but you've got to understand that, unfortunately, we are a fucking business. We are a business with a fucking eye-watering debt attached to us because of our owners. And we have to furnish that debt first and foremost, sadly. And I don't think that the Glazers' priority, necessarily, is to go out and to be world champions like we would like to be. I think they want to maximise their income and minimise their outgoings. And that, for me, that's at odds with how you run a football club. You can't run a football club for profit, in the way that they do, and they are doing and have done for 15 years. They've spent a lot of money of late, but they turn off and on that tap all the time. It's not like a constant building towards something. Like I said, there's not been any money spent on Old Trafford. When I sat down and interviewed Martin Edwards, and was talking about Old Trafford, you know, from 89, when it was, you know, the Stretford End was standing, they were standing at the bottom of most of the stands, to like the early 2000s when the Glazers took over, just in that 15-year period, think of the developments.
It was constant development.
Yeah, so we went to all-seater, it became the Bowl, when it was a, I think it was a 40-ish thousand sort of maximum capacity. Then for Euro 96, they fucking increased the North Stand, made it up to 55, and then he added on the top half of both the Stretford End and the scoreboard end, and that made us up to, I think, 67. Then we filled in, we started work on filling in the quadrants as the Glazer takeover happened, and then that was the last bit of work that was done, and that was 15 years ago. And you think, in the 15 years that preceded them coming, we went from essentially, you know, like fucking Charlton's ground to the best stadium in world football, and in the 15 years that's preceded it, there's been no investment.
And you look as well, like we said before, Arsenal have got a new ground, Tottenham have got a new ground, Chelsea are about to get a new ground.
City have extended the council house.
City extended the council house. West Ham have got a new ground. Like, I know they haven't all built them themselves, but like, it's not like everyone's going, stadiums are fine. There's not like a world consensus.
Scousers have gone bananas on it.
Yeah, exactly. And like we said before, Inter and AC are getting a new ground. Like, we're going to be left behind if we're not careful. And we're not, stuff needs sorting, doesn't it? But hopefully, Woodward's stuff of, we can do things in the transfer market that other clubs can only dream of. What do you think they dream of? Just dawdling. Like the chief executive of Everton waking up going, oh, we should wait until the last minute to sign people. Like Man United.
Interaction, dude. Joseph. Look at the interaction. Are they counting all the negative interaction as interaction?
Definitely. When they put their portfolio of the Sancho deal together and they say, since January 2019, this Sancho to Man United has had 70 million interactions.
And 55 million of them was hurry up and fucking sign him for fuck's sake.
55 million of them was Romano going, they want to sell, they want to buy, but they want 120 million. That's just that tweet repeated 150 million times in the last 6 months.
Should we make a T-shirt of that?
Oh, I'd love to. Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to get Sancho in there. It would be good, wouldn't it? It'd be perfect. Write that down. Sancho. Got a few texts to send to see if I can get that deal over the line. We should. Did you need to the whole where people are like, let's do a crowd fund, and there's like eight people and they've raised 40 quid, like 100 million. If we all chip a quid in. Yeah, we do chip a quid in by it's, TV, watching it on telly, going to matches.
For starters, it's kind of wild because you don't know if the player, I mean, all right, maybe in this case it's different, but generally, those like the Ronaldo fund, you don't know if Ronaldo wants to come.
No.
You might be able to afford a transfer fee in your wildest dreams if this crowd fund goes perfectly. Mm. He's paying his wages. Because you've just saddled the club with...
A second crowd fund.
You've just saddled the club with probably $500,000 a week.
Yeah.
Like... They're a bit mad, aren't they?
Yeah, they're good though, they're funny. And they never get even, like, a grand. They get a few hundred quid from the bloke and his mates who started it. And then everyone's like, no, let's not sign that.
And all that, though, like, we all pledged to buy a shirt. Cool, Adidas was rubbing their hands. Because a lot of people don't realise
that. United get, like, £5 off a shirt.
Yeah, not even, actually. United have been here's the crack. United get paid up front from Adidas. With that fee that they pay as a licensing fee, and then if we get, I think it's over 2 million shirt sales, which we generally don't. I think in the summer we signed Ibrahimovic and Pogba, we got one of our most ever, which is about 1.4 million shirt sales. Mm. Obviously, it doesn't include all the snides. Just includes the legit
being
ones.
Sold from, like, Thornton Market.
You've seen them all over Twitter with people fucking sharing them. And then we get a bonus if we sell like an obscene amount, but like we've essentially had our shirt sale money up front off Adidas. Adidas will rub the fucking hands at it, but the club generally isn't getting that cash.
So what can we do? Nothing. And also, that, like I said before, the, when you're saying like, oh, we all, if Man United have got 500 million fans, if we all chip in a quid, we do by having a Sky Sports subscription and by buying shirts and going to matches.
Can we just kill that myth straight off the bat? Right, that study is so flawed.
No.
It's hilarious.
No, we've got 500 million today, and they all die for the club.
660 million was the thingy.
Whatever.
But what it was like, I think like 1,000 people in several locations across the world were shown the Manchester United logo and said, do you, here's the wording, do you recognise this?
Yes.
Right. Now, if you're a City fan, do you recognise the United logo?
Nope, never seen it in my life. That's
or a Liverpool fan, or a Real Madrid fan, or a Barcelona fan. You go, yeah, I know who that is. Doesn't mean you're a fan, and they extrapolated that and went, there you go, 10% of the world supports United. And if that is the case, you're not even getting a pound a year out of all of your fans. And when you think, like, I'm putting at least a grand in with my season ticket and, you know, kit or whatever for the little ones, like, you're not earning enough out of your fans. You can't get a quid out of a fan.
Yeah, but most of them, like, statistically, don't live in a place where you can go to games, don't probably have a way to even interact with the club even if they wanted to.
Of course you do.
ManUnited.com.
Right, well, okay, supposedly you've got Indonesia, massive country loads, China, massive country loads, India and Bangladesh, and America, massive, massive countries with loads of United fans. You can't pull a quid out of them.
Here's a quid, that's what I'd say. Email from Manchester United to India. Here's a quid, lads. Sorted.
One each.
We'll buy Sancho.
We'll get a bucket.
We're doing a crowdfund. You go around the office.
Do a whip round.
We're doing a whip round, see if we can get £1 billion to buy United. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
It would be fun to own Manchester United.
It'd be so funny.
But do you know what, though? Unless you do what Sheikh Mansour's done, they hate you. And there's pretty much only Sheikh Mansour can do what Sheikh Mansour did. Even Berlusconi poured money into, like, Milan, and they still hated him.
Leicester owners are well
a little
enjoyed.
Bit of a crook. They were, but they still poured money in. Yeah, like, yeah, not to Sheikh Mansour levels. But, yeah, he seemed like... The guy that passed away in the helicopter crash. Yeah, he was
and
pretty well-liked.
And his family
well
were
liked.
Very good around
Yeah, they were pretty well-liked. But universally, I mean, even Martin Edwards, fucking tight-fisted bastard, like, he took the club out of, like, poverty almost and made us this brand. He was a massive driving force in that and just got shit for it. Fergie's good. Like, I'm listening to Fergie's autobiography again.
Who narrates it?
Some Scottish guy with horrendous Portuguese accents, because when he does any of the Carlos Queiroz parts, you just go...
He does the accent?
Yeah, he does accents. He also, interestingly, when Fergie says, oh, and I got a phone call from David Gill, they make it sound like a phone call.
Well, like, well, David, hello. And then the other... All that noise. I used to love that on Basil Brush. Someone always like moving the phone away because it's so loud.
Yeah, that's what he does. A little bit of production value. Don't really need it.
No, absolutely not.
At all. And his accent's not Fergie's accent. Because Fergie's accents are very, very unique. It's not Glasgow. I mean, it is, but it's not. No. It's like Andy Tate's Manchester, but it's fucking not. Like, it's his own beast. And there's some words that Fergie says that only Fergie says. Because he reads the prologue in both... Well, I've got that one and that one. So I've got Leading and my autobiography. I've just been listening to both of those lately. And he reads the prologue in both of those. And his accent is... It's Fergie's accent. You can't replicate Fergie's accent. It feels like the guy reading his autobiography is trying, and it's annoying me. It's taking me out of enjoying listening to it, because I'm going, just you read it, mate. Not don't try and be Fergie reading it. Just fucking read it. And especially don't try and be Carlos Queiroz. Because that's fucking annoying.
That makes
annoying.
It funnier, though, I think. Do you hear him going, ring, 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 ring. Hello? Hello?
It's like they take all the bass out of it. So it's like...
Yeah. Like an old wartime, like, stay inside.
Fuck's sake.
Fantastic.
But yeah.
So United are going to sign players then, so we're sorted.
I think we'll get some in, yeah. I don't think Donny van der Beek will be the only one, but, you know, we've been shafted in the past, and incompetence is high.
Incompetence is high. Right. I think that was a nice little podcast we did.
Cheers, Adam.
You're welcome. Adam should be back for the next one, but...
But who the fuck knows?
I had a little stand there. I've enjoyed this. I can see why people like it, just from being sat here.
Yeah, 80% of the audience fucked off after the first, what, however long talking about working at Wave?
Yeah, but if you've never been to Wave in Manchester, they might go now. I'm going to.
I wouldn't. I mean, we're going to just as an experiment.
Yeah, take me down there. Show me around. I wonder if, imagine if there's still people you work with working there.
No, there's not.
I'm the manager now, Steve. Look.
Can't be.
Look at the back.
Can't be.
It'd be so funny if there was, though.
All right, we're fucking going. See you in a bit.
Sports Social Podcast Network.